Hello.
Hang on, everybody. Okay, hey. Hey, what's up? Hello. It's Friday. For real this time. It's for real Friday. It's for real Friday. We told you we're going to have two Fridays, and this is like a for real Friday. What's up? Welcome to the show, everybody. I was telling Charlotte, like, it's like a little bit of a minty bee when Jess is not here. Yeah. It's honestly like when somebody's not here on this show. Well, I don't know. I don't know if you guys say the same. I don't do a lot. Like, I know that it sounds like I do a lot. It's only because I say a lot of words, but I don't actually do a lot on the show.
No, I feel both of y'all's absence when you're gone.
I just say a lot of words, but like. Jess holds a lot. She like does a ton for social media. She does a lot of prep behind the scenes. Charlotte does a ton of work. I just say a lot of words. So I feel like if I'm the missing link, the show goes on nicely. If Jess is out, bro, you can feel it. Like, it's just very noticeable. If Charlotte's out, like, if we don't have a producer that day because we've gone through a lot of producers. It's very. The show does the wheels kind of come off here.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess.
All right, Jess out, Charlotte's in for the top three.
Number three.
All right, first the kids had their cinnamon challenge, then they had Tide Pods. Now the latest concerning trend is called the Chromebook Challenge.
Oh boy.
So far, Harford County has issued a warning about this, and now HCPSS Howard County has followed suit about a dangerous new social media trend involving inserting objects into Chromebook ports, which are often issued by the schools. The trend, as seen on TikTok, can cause devices to short circuit, overheat, or catch fire. So it's really dangerous because it can include battery damage, sparks, smoke, toxic fumes, and potential fires. The behavior obviously endangers students and school property, so they're warning that disciplinary action will be taken if anyone is seen involved in this. So please just don't set fire to your Chromebooks.
Wait,
everyone.
So what do you, like, it's they just challenge each other to stick stuff in their Chromebooks?
Yeah, because apparently it, like, makes something happen to the battery when you put it in the port.
Oh, and it's supposed
and
to be cool.
It, I don't
to
know
do that nowadays.
Why that would be fun, but...
Parents, God bless you. I mean, honest to God, sometimes, like, I have so much... I give you so much credit. I hear of all these things that kids are doing, and I'm like, it's being a parent is so much harder nowadays than it was when we were kids. Like, yeah, you had to worry about us, like, you know, like, rolling down hills and breaking arms and stuff. But, like,
right.
Sticking things in Chromebooks, I don't get it. I don't get it either.
Number two.
The 2025 Ravens schedule has been released. Fans and players are eager to move past last season's playoff loss to the Bills, and we've got a lot of chances this season. They're going to face the Bills in week one on Sunday Night Football in Buffalo. There's some other early season matchups, including the Lions and Baltimore for Monday Night Football. They're going to be in Kansas City, then hosting the Texans, and then finally for week six, hosting the Rams. Not finally. I'm not a sports person. I'm really trying my best right now.
You got to give Charlotte credit, right?
Like, really?
She's a theater kid.
She's trying her best.
So if one person texts something nasty, I swear to you, we're shutting the show down. We will sit in silence for the next 3 hours and 45 minutes if one nasty text comes in about Charlotte's reporting on sports. I swear to God, we'll do it. So don't say a damn word about it.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there more?
I'm so sorry. To actually close it out, the Ravens will host the Bengals on Thanksgiving.
All right, y'all give it up for Charlotte and her sports reporting, please. Come on. Yeah. Yeah.
Number one.
Rihanna is dropping her first song in 3 years for the Smurf soundtrack. Everyone is excited. She just teased releasing a new song called Friend of Mine this past Friday, and it's going to be her first song in nearly 3 years. It's part of the Smurf soundtrack, where she also voices Smurfette in the upcoming Smurfs movie. And a clip shared on socials features an Afrobeat vibe and the lyric, "You're looking like a friend of mine." In February, she shared that her next album is still in progress. So yay, if you're waiting on that. She said that she's finally cracked it and feels really optimistic.
We're not getting new Rihanna. Just y'all need to give up on it.
Just let us have hope.
All right, let's listen to brand new Rihanna. Listen to this. Okay, that's not good.
It's fun. It's up tempo. It definitely sounds like it's for a Smurfs movie, yeah, though.
It's like when NSYNC got back together for that Trolls movie. I mean, it's definitely a movie song.
Yeah. We'll take what we can get, though.
I guess. I mean, you gotta remember, Rihanna she's pregnant again. So, like, she's not gonna release. I think we said Anti came out in 2016. So it's been a decade, but y'all, she's pregnant again. It's not like she's gonna like release an album right now. So, like, and then she's gonna have a baby. So, like, she's a new mom. It's not like she's gonna like hit the road. And usually, like, when they release an album, there's a tour right afterwards. We're not gonna see new Rihanna, I would say, for at least 2 years. You're not gonna see brand new. Mark my word right now. I'll bet everybody listening right now, and mark my word, I'll Venmo you $200,000.
But she could drop an album and not tour.
I don't think the record label will let her do that. They want to capitalize on it while it's hot, you know?
Maybe.
I will Venmo everybody $200,000 each. I'm scared to say that because someone's going to sue me if I don't do it. So seriously, this is, I'm saying this hyperbolically, but like, I don't think we're going to see Rihanna until at least May 16th, 2027.
Wow. That's bold.
If I had to make a prediction, don't sue me, but that's just,
I'm manifesting new Rihanna soon.
Okay, there she goes. There's Charlotte. There goes your top three, brought to you by Goal Vision. Just back on Monday. Parents, how do you feel about this? An online party, a birthday party you never have to ever take your kid to. That gives you your whole weekend back in some situations. I don't know how you're going to feel about this. It's a discussion that's happening on this parent blog right now. And I saw this and I'm like, it sounds ridiculous on the surface, but I'm just wondering how you would really feel. So text me your feelings on this. There's this mom and her daughter got invited to what is being described as an online party. There's no actual party. It's really just a request for presents. So what happened was this mom sent out this invitation and it was like, hey, online party this year. So here's the shipping address for you just to send gifts, and then sent out like a list of, what do you call that list?
A wish list?
A wish list. Thank you. A wish list of gifts for her daughter. And it said, you can send one of these gifts or you can just Venmo me some money. Her daughter decided instead of having a birthday party that year, she just wanted to have a hotel weekend instead of having people over. Mm. But her mom was like, well, she still deserves presents. So instead of having people, we just want you to send presents instead. So we're just going to have what we're calling an online party. So this mom that wrote on this website, she was like, this sounds a little ridiculous. Like, should I still have to send a present to a kid to a party that my kid's not even going to, even though they're friends? Should I still have to send a gift to this quote unquote online party? Now, don't get me wrong. This child's still having a birthday party and is still going to be opening presents from her friends. It's just that my kid's not actually going to it. We're just calling this an online party. Let me tell you, I think this is genius. I don't know why more parents don't do this. Now, I don't have kids, right? But I have a lot of friends that have kids, and I've dated some moms, and I can tell you the feedback that I get of how you feel about going to other kids' birthday parties and taking your kids to other kids' birthday parties, it's not the height of your favorite things to do. Like, when it comes to your weekends,
well, it's not for you.
No, I understand. But you're like, I'm like, what are you doing this weekend? I talked to my parent friends, you know, and they're like, oh, I got to take Johnny over to, you know, to little Ginny's birthday party. And that's going to take 4 hours. And I got to sit there. And
so
I
want little Ginny to sit sad and alone
birthday? I'm saying, why not have these online parties? Like, just send a gift over and Ginny can go do whatever she wants
these
with her weekend.
Poor children already had like COVID to grow up to. They didn't get to go to school and be socialized. Let them have their real parties. Go to the dang bounce house with little Jimmy and get over it.
I'm telling you right now, there's so many parents online that are not happy about this because this mom is confused. She's like, is this a new trend of basically like kids just going off and having their own parties and then parents being expected to send gifts? And a lot of parents are like, no, we're not doing this. We're not doing this. Parents, I think you should hop on this trend. I think you should do this. This will give you so much time back into your weekend to where, like, you don't have to worry about it anymore. I'm here for the online parties.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute.
5.
It would feel good to get a winner on a Friday. I mean, it's good to have a winner any day, but like, let's go. $1,000 in free dashing gas up for grabs. We're playing with caller number 10 today. And hi, who's this?
Carrie and Taylor.
Carrie and Taylor. Hi, guys.
Hi.
What's the relationship with Carrie and Taylor?
I'm taking her to school with my daughter.
Carrie and Taylor are mother and daughter. Well, hi, guys. Happy Friday.
Thank you.
Have you guys played before?
We have, just a couple weeks ago, actually.
Well, perfect. And you guys know how this goes. Let's try this again. We've got, you know, $1,000 in free gas. I'll explain this to everybody else, and then we'll go. If Carrie and Taylor can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, they're going to get $1,000 in free dash and gas. But if they get one wrong, if they mispronounce one or take longer than 60 seconds, then we got to, unfortunately... We gotta say, not today. If you guys can pass on one if you want to, and we can come back around at the end of this if there's time. Are we ready to go? Carrie, Taylor, are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. In what sport would you try to pin your opponent?
Wrestling.
Correct. Question number two. Who is the author of the Twilight books? Question number three. What time is it 2 hours and 45 minutes after 11:40 a.m.?
Pass for the moment.
Question number four. What year did Christopher Columbus sail to Americas?
Pass.
Question number five. What vegetable is often mashed and served with gravy?
Mashed potatoes.
Correct. Question number six. Which mark is often used to separate parts of a compound word?
Apostrophe.
It's not an apostrophe. No. It's a hyphen is what we were looking for. I know. Okay, it's all good. It's all good. Hey, y'all, it's Friday. The vibes are good. Everybody's having a good time. You know, Jess is back on Monday. So many good things to look forward to this weekend. It's all gravy here. Let's go through. Let's see how we would have picked up on these. Stephanie Meyer wrote Twilight.
Yep.
On that. Honestly, that time question's kind of hard if you're moving fast. 11:40 plus 2 hours and 45 minutes was 2:25 p.m.
Got it. Usually you're doing on the quarter hour, and I get those.
I know. We added a little weird time on that one. 2 hours and 45 minutes would have been 2:25. Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue in what year?
1492.
That's right. I know if I said the ocean blue, you'd probably pick it up. The hyphen is the word with the compound word. And how about this one? Which 2014 mobile game involved navigating a bird through pipes before it was pulled?
No.
Do you remember this one? It was a mobile game. Do you remember what it was, Taylor?
Flappy Birds,
absolutely right. Y'all, give it up for Taylor. Yeah! Big Taylor! Taylor, well played over there. Hey, I mean, honestly...
She wasn't even born then.
but she knew. Taylor came in with the assist there at the end. Hey, you know what? I feel like we had them all. And honestly, if this round was like 2.5 minutes, I feel like you guys would have had them all. So if this was the mega prize, 2.5 minutes, you guys would have gotten it. So, hey, I hope you guys will try it back again. You guys know how this works. Monday, we're going to come back. Jess is back. And we'll have 7 new trivia questions worth $1,000 in free dash and gas. Okay, have a great weekend.
Hey, you do the same thing.
Thank you so much. So nice. So there's gasoline and there's top-tier performance gasoline at Dash-In. That's a top-tier certified, means Dash-In fuels meet performance standards set by some of the leading auto brands. Y'all, just go get Dash-In gas. Like, I drive out of my way to go to Dash-In stations. I'll pass 15 stations to go to Dash-In. I'm not reading the copy right now, y'all. I'm just talking about Dash-In because I'm a fan of Dash-In stations. They're awesome. Your engine deserves to stop at Dash-In, okay? Do it.
It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
Play this game with us, especially if you've never played before. It's really fun. You should know that Jess is a very sensitive human being. And you're like, how do you make a game out of that? Well, we're kind of demented. So Jess is sensitive. She's going to tell you three reasons of why she could have potentially cried this week.
Yes.
As a sensitive person, you are going to try to guess which one was the actual real cry. If you get it right this week, there's a prize. Let's play Friday Cry Day with story number one.
Story number one. I was running late to work one morning, and I woke up past the point of being able to put like breakfast and snacks together, which immediately makes me anxious and hangry, knowing I was not going to have food, right? Before I was about to leave, I go to fill up my water bottle. And to my surprise, what do I find?
What?
My husband just so happened to decide, for whatever reason, to make me a smoothie earlier that morning before he left for work. So I had a smoothie for breakfast, and no. I actually had food. And in my frantic state, I burst into tears, like thankful and joyous tears, because he saved me that morning.
There are definitely some perks to marriage. That's definitely one of them. Story number two.
Story number two. I had a doctor's appointment and I had to get my blood drawn, so I couldn't eat anything all morning. And at that point, like, I had been up since 4. And at this point, it's like 11:30. And I hate getting my blood drawn. It's just like the anxiety. It's honestly, I think what is worse than like the prick in the arm is like, they're like, okay, make a ball in your fist. And then they like tie up the thingy.
Yeah.
And I'm looking away. I can't see it. And I think because she knew I was having a hard time, she kept asking me if I was okay. But that just made it worse. So then that started to make me cry because I was like, just come on, girl. Like, we cool. Like, don't ask me.
She had to distract you. Like,
she's like, are you
kids.
Okay? Are you sure? And I'm like, don't. If you keep asking me, I'm going to start crying. And then I started crying. Story number three. Garage Boy and I will go on TikTok together almost every night. Like, we just go on our like favorite content creators page, or sometimes we'll like find some like random account and just scroll through all the videos and like laugh until we cannot breathe, right? And recently we actually found an account. His name is Granddad Joe. He's 91 years old. I think he's in the UK, and he's like just the sweetest old man, and he just makes like the most simple meals. But whenever you put the camera on his face, he gets excited and he smiles. And we're watching him make pasta. And I was like, I looked to my husband and I'm like, are we really never going to be able to do this anymore? Like, the most wholesome content. Like, it's just 91-year-old Granddad Joe making pasta. And I literally started crying at the thought of like not being able to do that anymore.
With TikTok shutting down.
Yes, with the TikTok ban possibly happening in a couple of days. Like,
how will we connect anymore? I'm going to miss you, Grandpa Joe.
TikTok cares if don't nobody else care.
All right, well.
Did you get that?
No.
It's fine. TikTok would have got it.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
No, this is literally.
Well, now you have to explain it.
No, it's okay.
You don't care, but TikTok cares?
No, it's fine. It's just like, I think it's okay.
Charlotte, did you get that at all? Charlotte's not even listening.
No, it's
nobody.
No, it's
cool. If anyone understood what Jess just meant,
it would have been TikTok, and that's my point. My people are on TikTok. This is my point. What are we gonna do? No one cares.
Jessica,
Granddad Joe's no more. How am I gonna watch? Last night I saw this cute little video. It was a 4-year-old, but she had her voice was behind. I don't know if it was a watermelon or a pickle.
We gotta move on.
And she was singing "Defying Gravity." Like, what am I supposed to do?
All right. Which one made Jess cry? This game is so silly. It's the silliest of all the sillies, man. It's called Friday Cry Day.
I thought you were going to say Nickelback for a second.
Nickelback. It was supposed to be Mix 1065, but it came out terribly. What's up? Friday Cry Day. Jess has presented us with three stories of why she may have potentially cried this weekend. And Nickelback. And you're trying to guess which one of these three stories actually made her cry. Let's refresh your memory. Story number one, Jess.
Story number one, I thought I was going to have like the worst day ever because I didn't have any time to get breakfast and snacks. But then my husband, Garage Boy, surprised me with a smoothie, and that just made me burst into tears. Story number two, I had to get my blood drawn this week. And like, when you know when someone asks you, are you okay, more than once, like it kind of almost makes you way more emotional than like you intend to be. That's what happened to me.
Story number three.
I just had a moment with Garage Boy and I were like scrolling TikTok together and just realizing we're not going to do it anymore. We might not be able to do that anymore if it gets banned on Sunday, and I will miss Granddad Joe.
Courtney from Abingdon, good morning.
Good morning.
Three stories. Which one of those made Jess cry?
I think it was a TikTok one, and I say that because I probably would have also cried.
Yeah, Grandpa Joe really got to her.
It's Granddad Joe.
Oh, sorry. Granddad Joe really got to her, apparently, this week. Jess, was it the TikTok band and Granddad Joe and all that?
It was.
That was the real reason you cried?
You guys,
really?
Granddad Joe was making pasta, and like, it was just so cute. It's so bro, wholesome.
Your real granddad.
But TikTok makes you feel like that, okay? And like, I literally look at my husband, I'm crying. I'm like, are you telling me, like, how am I supposed to connect with Granddad Joe? Like, I don't know if he wants to be on YouTube. Like, this is the easiest forum for him to be on. What am I supposed to do?
His life is short. He needs short form content. Courtney, that would make you cry as well, honestly.
Yes, I've actually cried it watching TikToks before just because they are so cute. You can't help it.
What kind of TikToks make you cry?
Like, what are the TikToks you're going to miss the most if it gets banned on Sunday?
I like the funny ones mostly because I don't like crying.
Yeah. I get it.
So I'll miss them, and then I'll miss the ones where like it shows the kids growing up and like the year.
Oh my God,
like,
stop.
What they've done through the year.
Those are so good.
All right, two of you need to chill over TikTok.
Well, congratulations, Courtney.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Y'all, this game is called Friday Cry Day, and we know it's a little ridiculous, but thanks for hanging out with us. Appreciate it.
Ooh, are you still mad? It's too late now to say sorry. Want an apology? Or is yours long overdue? Forgive and Forget with Kramer and Jess.
Barbara from Towson, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
I feel I need an apology from my daughter-in-law because this is my first Mother's Day without my mom, and she just couldn't be bothered.
So sorry to hear about your mother.
Thank you.
So why do you feel like she can't be bothered over this?
So, you know, everybody celebrates Mother's Day one day. So I had this really cool idea to have a week of activities where all of us got together just to be all together as a family. And I specifically planned a special activity of every day for 7 days. So it was kind of like a Mother's Week instead of a Mother's Day. I had a Mother's Day brunch planned, and she came for that, but she was like mentally not present. And then I had a movie night and she didn't come. And then I had a paint and sip class and she came, but then she left early. And then I had a game night and she didn't show up. And then I had this really cool share a memory dinner where we all talked about special memories in our family, and she didn't show up for that. Okay. And then the backyard bonfire is still coming up, and she's like, well, I'll let you know. And then the potluck dinner, you know, and it's like everything and everybody is just more important than
me. Wait, I'm sorry. You asked your family to do a whole week of things for Mother's Day because...
Well, this could be my last Mother's Day. It's like I just wanted all my family together. Everybody was, but Rachel, they made special exceptions from work and everything. And I just don't know why I don't get her support.
And Rachel's your daughter-in-law.
Yes.
Is your son coming to all the events then?
Yes.
And you have other children as well?
Yes, I do.
And they have all come?
Yes.
Are they married as well?
Yes.
And have all of their spouses come to every event this week?
Yes.
Wow. Now that's a very dedicated group of people. Have you asked why she hasn't done this or maybe talked to your son about this?
Yeah, well, my son, you know, he's just said, hopefully she'll come, Mom, but she's got her things and maybe she just can't make it. And I don't want to be a meddling mother that says, well, go tell her she has to come. I want her to want to come.
It sounds like you're taking this personal. It sounds like
I am taking it personal.
Do you feel like it's personal or do you, I'll be honest, like it's just 7 days of like Mother's Day activity seems, I mean, it's a big commitment.
Well, it's not like it was like 10, 12 hours a day. I mean, the movie was an hour and a half. And if I die next Mother's Day, I'm not around, I know she'll feel bad. Mm. So why feel bad when you can just show up, spend an hour, and then you can leave and just we all be together? I don't know what the big deal is. I really don't.
So what can I help you do today? What are you trying to achieve in Forgive and Forget?
Well, firstly, I would like a genuine apology, you know, as to why she didn't come to the other event. Mm. And then I'd like for her to show up for the bonfire. And then I'd like for her to be there Saturday night for the big family talent show and the potluck dinner.
Okay. I'm going to be transparent with you, but then I'm going to do what we came to do, okay? So it feels like a lot to me, okay, to ask somebody to show up for 7 days of what you're calling Mother's Week. But you reached out to us for a reason, which was you want to try to get your daughter-in-law to apologize to you, and you want to try to obviously make this better and try to get her to show up for two more events. We can at least try that, and that's the best that we can do. So if you've never been here for Forgive and Forget before, we've reached out to Rachel and we say, hey, there's somebody that wants to bring you on this radio show to either ask you for an apology or to give you some forgiveness, and she wants to come on. She has no, by the way, she has no idea it's you that wants to bring her on this segment. So I don't know how this is going to go, but let's figure it out. Barbara, I'm going to get on Rachel. Just don't let her know that we have you on, though, till we give her a chance to guess who wanted to bring her on the segment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, cool. Perfect.
Yes.
Let me get on Rachel. Hi, Rachel. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you so much for agreeing to come on and do this with us today.
I mean, I'm not entirely sure what I'm doing, but you're so welcome.
Perfect. Well, I know that that Charlotte, our producer, at least explained to you this is our segment about forgiveness, and I know that you know there's at least somebody that wants to either ask for forgiveness or demand an apology. Did anybody come to mind overnight, though, that would want to bring you on for either of those?
I mean, no, but I will tell you, my anxiety is that thing where I'll, like, flip up on a sentence and it will haunt me for 10 years. You know what I mean?
Well, the good
Rachel,
thing...
why won't you come to my week of activities to celebrate Mother's Day?
Okay, so oh. it's...
Okay, hi, Barb.
You know it's Barb. We found out about Mother's Week, and I guess now you know why we're here.
Why won't you come?
I am a little confused about this because I did see you on Mother's Day, and
my week was 7 days of celebration, and you showed up for two, and then one of them didn't even count because you left early.
Right.
Well, I do have a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old, and I had to leave early to relieve the babysitter. This whole Mother's Day week thing, we had like 2 weeks notice of it, and I'm confused as to why we're even having this conversation now, because I've talked to you about all of the nights.
Right,
that
right.
I couldn't be there and why I couldn't be there. But
it wasn't 24 hours a day you needed to come.
Okay,
you
know, really quick, hang on. You know, obviously, we understand that, you know, that Barbara's mom passed away this year, and there's obviously a lot of emotion that goes into this week. It sounds like everybody else from the family has been trying to make an effort. Do you feel like that you have participated enough this week?
Yes, I was able to do Sunday, which I still had to spend time with my own mother on that day. I was able to do Tuesday, and then I'm coming to the bonfire tonight. So to have 3 nights...
Well, you never told me that you were coming to the bonfire.
We have had all of these conversations. I told you from the start that I could not come on Saturday because it's my best friend's bridal shower, and this has been planned for months, and I'm one of the planners of the event. I can't just not go to do
and
one more day of Mother's Day.
The bridal shower is all day and all evening?
No, it's during the same time as your event. Because
what
my
if
best
I
friend
die,
is getting married.
Rachel, what if I die?
Barb, you're not even
months?
Sick. You're not even 65 yet.
We're not going to do what
I can get hit by a car. No. You know, I could get food poisoning and die. Well, and then next Mother's
Barbara.
Day... Your own
husband.
So could I. Your own husband. No.
You want this to be the last
Barbara, conversation? Barbara, both of you, hang on. Barbara, I don't think that she, if she's got something planned tomorrow, and she told you that, why does that make you feel like she has to be there?
Because it adds insult to injury that, number one, she won't come, and number two, she's not apologizing. So it's
okay,
a double whammy for
me
because I don't get the respect.
Let me ask
you
this.
Her own husband. No. Let me tell you something. Her own husband came to every event, and on to your memory dinner, he told me what a wonderful mother-in-law I was to his wife, and she wasn't there. She wasn't there with him.
Rachel, let me ask you, do you feel like you need to apologize for not being at every event this week?
No, I don't. I actually am now starting to feel like I need an apology for this call.
Well, I remind you, Rachel, that you have an amazing husband because I gave birth to him, and I just think it's a matter of respect.
Yes, listen, would it make you feel better if we took a vote on this?
But it doesn't matter what the people say. I'm not canceling my best friend's bridal shower that I've been planning for months.
Just go with me here. Barb, would it be cool if we just take phone calls on this and see how it goes?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Amanda, do you feel like she needs to apologize?
Absolutely not. I think Barb is insane. And to ask a mom of small children with a 3 and a 6-year-old to like rearrange her schedule, get babysitters, like put them to bed later, all of that. Like, what is Barb thinking? Can she be a better grandmother and give her daughter-in-law a break? And if she's grieving so much, get into counseling. Don't do this to your family.
Yes. Yes. Thank you very much for calling. And I think that's, I mean, do we have, let me go to Sia and Street. Do we have any empathy, though, at all for the situation? Because obviously, you know, Barb lost her mom. She just wants to do something big this year. Can we have any empathy for this situation?
Yes, I feel sorry for the mom, and I'm sorry that she lost her mom. But to plan a whole week, she needs to be cognizant of her daughter-in-law's time. I feel like that's a little selfish of her expecting her to be there all the time. The fact that she's giving her up 3 days, you know, 3 events, that should be enough because she's got small children of her own and a life of her own.
So do you feel like she needs to apologize for that, though, for not being there? For, I mean, because keep in mind, I'm playing devil's advocate here for a second, but everyone else has been able to show up. So like, does that say something?
Absolutely not. She does not owe her an apology. If anything, she needs to be grateful that she came to 3 events or that she's coming to another event because she's got 2 small kids of her own and a bridal shower that takes a lot of time that she's been invested in. So no, if anything, I think the mother-in-law should apologize and that she's being selfish.
Thank you for calling us. Let me go. Let's just take a... Listen, Barb, we'll take one more call just to see. Let's talk to Jenny in Baltimore. I know we lost Jenny. Let's talk to... who else do we have? This is Jamie. Jamie. What's up? What's up, Jamie? Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Do you feel like we need to apologize? Do you feel that Rachel needs to apologize to Barb for this?
No. And I said the same thing that the previous caller did. One, first of all, I'm sorry for Barb's loss. Like, I can't imagine that feeling, you know, and thank God my mom's still with me today. But on the other hand, to plan 7 days and expect that everybody can make it, yes, it's great that a lot of people have. But, I mean, her daughter-in-law was making the effort to at least get to 3 of those events. But I think she needs to understand that she's busy. She does have her own life. My mother-in-law, if she did something like that, she would never even expect me to make every day. Like, you know what I mean? It just, and I love her to death, but I would, you know, at least try to make an effort for something. But the fact that she's expecting her to be there every single day and then to throw up, well, I could die tomorrow. What happens if I, you know, well, any of us could die tomorrow. Like, that's not fair.
I mean, you
shouldn't put that kind of guilt on somebody. And I don't think it, you know, says that the daughter-in-law loves her any less. You know,
Barb,
I don't know. I just don't agree.
Thank you for calling, Barb. I mean, there's 3 busy women that say that she doesn't owe you an apology. It's not just me. It's not just Rachel anymore. You know, it's 3.
Well, they're probably not mothers. Oh my God.
I mean, I can't force her to apologize. I don't think that we should. Okay.
Well, I just
Barb,
feel
I
so,
mean, I'm I sorry that something. This is...
It's okay. You know, it's on your head. If I'm not alive next year, you celebrate Mother's Day remembering that all I asked for was an apology and an appearance or both, and I didn't get either from you. So you just remember that if I'm not here.
I'm sorry about
the way you're going to remember this is that I didn't appear to anything when I'm actually coming to 3 events this week. Then that's on you, honey. I don't know what else to say.
Okay, I need for you to think of a dream that you just can't seem to forget. Like a dream you've had some point in your life that like just pops in your head when I say, like, what's that one dream you just can't seem to forget about? Okay, it's going to be important in this next segment. Y'all, for some reason, I've been having the same exact dream every single night this whole entire week. And we've got a dream expert on the show to try to figure out what's going on with this. It's Mix 106.5, Kramer and Jess. Lori Loewenberg, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. So Lori is a certified dream analyst. What does that mean for those that have never experienced a Lori Loewenberg session on our show before?
I help you understand what your dream means. I help you connect it to what's going on in your real life. And I help you find the message, the guidance, even the warnings that you are giving yourself through the dream.
Yeah. And that's why Lori's on today. And in a couple seconds too, we're going to break down some of these like dreams that you could be having that people come to Lori for quite often, because some of these might resonate with you as well. Lori, it's not the same dream every night, but this whole week, repetitively, I have been having some version of a dream of me being in a car and I lose control of the car. One night it was crashing off of a cliff. Another night it's been people coming like into my lane and like eventually like I'm crashing into them. One night it was like I couldn't stop the car. Like it's car crashes. I don't know what the deal is. But of course, it's like freaking me out because then, of course, I wake up and I drive to work and I'm like 10 and 2, 10 and 2.
Right. Now, when you get a series of dreams like this that seem to continue night after night because they are commenting on something going on with you right now, currently in your life, in these dreams, do you remember anything you are saying to yourself or thinking to yourself while in the dream?
They're not just like peaceful Sunday morning drives. Mm-hmm. It feels like I've got somewhere I've got to be. I'm late for something.
Okay. Can you connect that sense of time pressure to real life right now?
Yeah. Romantically, I do feel like I'm a little bit on the clock right now. I'm divorced and I feel very rushed to figure this out. My birthday's coming up. In a couple of, damn it, Lori.
I'm sorry.
My birthday's coming up in a couple of weeks. And yet another birthday of like not feeling, at least romantically, like everything else kind of feels like it's back on track, except for like romantically, I'm just like, okay, here it comes. Like another year of like not quite romantically figuring it out again, you know?
Look at these dreams as illustrating your thoughts.
Mm.
If your thoughts were a movie, would they look like this dream?
Probably. Because I do feel like there's probably a lot of things that make me feel like I don't quite have it together. I don't think it's probably just one thing of why romantically I can't quite get it together yet. This job makes it tough. I think that my lifestyle makes it tough. I think that my expectations make it tough. So okay. I think there's a lot of things that maybe are making my love life crash right now.
Crash and burn.
Yeah. Damn it, Lori. Is this it? Am I just stressed out about my love life?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, you are. So what do you do?
So what you take from it is, you know, how can you refocus your thoughts? Seems to me from this conversation and from your dreams that you got to relook at how your thoughts are. Reimagine your thoughts, so to speak. So put yourself in a convertible red Ferrari and you come across a beautiful blonde or brunette or whatever. You pull over safely and spark up a wonderful conversation with her that she simply cannot resist. Reimagine your thoughts that way. Mm-hmm. So when you're going throughout your day and you're thinking, oh, shoot, my birthday's coming up, another year without a companion, think, okay, a new beginning, a new way to cruise through my life.
Don't fear the birthday. See it as like maybe 42 is the big one. Maybe this is it.
I'm so much wiser now. I can do things better than all those other years.
And that will make all the nightmares go away.
Exactly. Because your dreams are a continuation of your thoughts from the day.
That's wild. Well, thank you. I'm so curious if you've ever had one of these three dreams before. What are like the three most popular dreams that you typically get asked about? Because I'm sure people listening have had one of these dreams before. So what are they?
Well, I would say the one that people ask me about the most is the ex.
My ex is in my dream. Ooh, yes. That's a good one.
So, of course, it depends on the ex you're dreaming about. Is it your first love? Is it your most recent ex? Was it the abusive ex? You know, who the ex is matters. But the way to figure out why you're dreaming about your ex is because there's something about that relationship that still exists within you today. So ask yourself, what stands out the most to you from that relationship? Were you cheated on? Was it amazing and you messed it up? You know, what stands out the most to you?
Interesting.
Then take that and apply it to right now. How can that be a lesson for you? Are you reliving the same pattern right now? Or is there something about that relationship that you want in your life right now? Maybe, you know, if it was your first love, maybe you want that feeling back. Even if you're in a current relationship and the relationship is great, you could still dream about your first love, not because you want them back, but you want that feeling back.
Yeah. So don't call them, don't text them. That's not what I mean.
No. A lot of people think, does this mean I should get back in touch with them? No.
Wow.
No. What is the lesson? Is the biggest thing. What can you learn from that relationship and how can that benefit now?
That's good. Okay. What else do people come to you for?
Okay. Dreaming of death.
Yeah.
Your own death or the death of a loved one, the death of a child, the death of your partner. So when you dream of death, it is not literal. It is symbolic, as all dreams are. Dreams speak in a symbolic, metaphoric language, so don't take them literally. When you dream of death, that means that there's some kind of change or ending happening in your life or with the person you're dreaming about. So if you dreamt about the death of your child, that means that is the end of a phase of their life.
Mm.
Not the end of their life, but the end of a part of their life. So maybe they started school. Maybe they've started feeding themselves. Maybe they don't want you to hold their hand in the parking lot anymore.
So it could be something as simple as that.
Yeah, but it's the way your subconscious mind is mourning that phase of life.
Wow. Okay. We're talking to Lori Loewenberg, dream analyst. Give us one more really popular dream that you always get that maybe people listening can like analyze in their own dreams.
The other one that I get asked about the most is the back at school dream. And there's always a pressure connected to it. You're late for class. You're not prepared for a test. You had a big project due and you didn't do it. You can't open your locker, you're naked,
yeah.
All kinds of stresses happen.
Yeah.
So the school dream I have found is connected to job or career stress because school is your first job. So look at job or career first. Does the stress you have in your dream feel similar to some kind of stress you're having in real life? You know, is there time pressure you're feeling in the dream? Is there, you're trying to find your place, you know, you can't find your locker, you can't find your class. Are you trying to find your place in career? You know, are you not where you feel you should be in your job or career?
Lori, you always tell us the coolest things about our dreams. LoriLoewenberg.com to get your dream analyzed, or you can literally just search dream expert and you'll find her on there. Thank you so much for coming on. You're literally the best.
Well, you're the best too, and sweet dreams.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.